Yeah, fresh for 2011. That's right, 2011. This ain't an old shout out to the future. It's a brand new shout to the past. Since y'all talking about something sounding old school, let me show you what it was.
Tell them.
Some people say the current music of mine makes their mind travel back from 1988 to 99. So what we gonna do is go back, way back, back in time for that particular style of rhyme. When beats were different than they sound today, and double door cassette decks and Walkmans had you press and play, and CDs had an extra long cardboard box that was locked to the record store's plastic tray. Apologies to the youngers if that was too specific, but notice the difference between this and the futuristic. What I do is not old school or vintage, just because it's sample and don't use as much synthesis. So if I may paraphrase one of the more famous J's, if you want my old shit, buy my old album. Please don't confuse old school with new and authentic. The so-called real is transcendent.
How it was, how it was. Yeah. Some say you know it should be, should be. But not me, but not it me. Is what it is.
What it is.
Always and forever will be. So
be.
Just let it be. Let me show you how it was.
A lyrical terror, but for some, they make a critical error. They fail to realize, realize. But the real lie is when you idealize. This ain't 1990 now, that was 90 then. Don't get holier than thou when I pick up a pen. Save your hip hop, hot tub, time machine. You can't be hustling backwards if you wanna revive the scene. I'm glad the ethics are intact, and all of the songs that be taking you way back had an impact. But let's look at the cold facts. When keeping it real goes wrong, and your songs be sounding so whack. You see, the moral of the story is, from back then to right now, if you wanna sound glorious, you gotta keep it on some next shit.
Next
to last year and last decade style, get the exit.
How it was, how it was. Some say you know it should be,
should be.
But not me,
but not.